You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, mate. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia with music from Down Under.
Just a minute. Don't hang up. Hello.
Insomnia Radio Australia and IRC FM presents IRC FM Australia. IRC FM Australia starts now.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know that music is...
G'day, I am IRC, and welcome to episode 384 of IRC FM Australia, coming to you from Big Sound 2013 in Fortitude Valley, which is in basically the centre of Brisbane City, Australia. We're here to showcase great music from Australia and beyond. On last week's episode, IRC FM Australia episode 382, we featured interviews conducted by me with various bands, and on this episode I bring you some live music from around the venues. There are 12 separate venues running over two consecutive nights in September 2013, not including all the unofficial sideshows that have attached themselves to the event. There's a wide range of musical styles on offer. It's almost impossible to capture them all, but I will certainly do my best. If you want further information about any of the artists or to listen to previous episodes, visit me online, www.irkfmaustralia.com, bringing you great music from around Australia each and every Friday. Welcome back to IRC FM Australia, episode 384 from Big Sound in Brisbane. We are currently at Coniston Lane, the Channel V stage, and we are about to see Simone and Garfunkel. I think you'll see what they did there. Steeped in folk, but in love with pop, Western Australia, Simone and Garfunkel write unique and beautiful harmony-laden music. Their album Hurry Hurry was released in March this year, and was described by Express Magazine as a debut that has no weak points. The Western Australian newspaper has declared the record the finest local product of 2013 to date. So coming up very, very shortly, the first Australian act that I have seen this evening, night one of Big Sound 2013 for me, on Wednesday the 11th of September 2013. Here are Simone and Garfunkel. No. I knew I was going to do that eventually. Simone and Garfunkel from Western Australia.
Hey friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
From the Triple J Unearth Sound at Big Sound 2013 in Brisbane, we're about to hear from Mountains, who I have featured here on ERK FM before. With ambient and relaxing sounds, it's nearly impossible to picture Brisbane band Mountains arriving on the scene as boldly as they have, releasing their first track, Lost Track of Time, to the world only weeks ago. It quickly gained 20,000 plays on SoundCloud and held reign on the number one spot on Tastemaker Indie Shuffle's most popular list. Mountains surprises audience with their unique, captivating and unexpectedly commanding live performance, showcasing their ability to create an expansive hybrid of tones, beats, lyrics and textures. Mountains will take you on a live journey reflecting on the complex soundscape featured on their soon-to-be-released EP. So from the Triple J Unearth stage here at Oh Hello, here in Fortitude Valley, Brisbane, here are Mountains.
Thank you. This podcast is a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. The Association is a group of over 50 like-minded podcasters who showcase great PodSafe music each week. AMP has members from the U.S. and Canada through the U.K., Portugal, Germany, all the way over to Nepal and Australia. As you can imagine, the music each podcaster plays is as varied as our locations. Blues, indie rock, jazz, reggae, folk, metal, we have all the genre. A truly eclectic mix of music to satisfy every musical ear. Each Monday, we produce AMPED, a weekly digest of the best tracks played by our podcasters. Every week, there's a new host, and for them, as well as you, it's a musical journey of discovery. Not only will you hear great new music, but it's a perfect way to discover great new podcasts, such as Audio Gumshoe from Southwest Ohio in the U.S., which you can subscribe to all for free. So head on over to musicpodcasting.org and subscribe today.
You're listening to IRC FM Australia, episode 384, coming to you from Big Sound here in Brisbane. We're back at the Channel V stage at the Coniston Lane. We just heard from Mountains back at the Triple J and Earth stage, and we'll be back there a little bit later on for a Trouble with Templeton, who you would have heard being interviewed on last week's episode, IRC FM Australia, episode 382. We're about to hear from Cub Sport, no strangers to IRC FM Australia. Formerly known as Cub Scouts, the Brisbane-based band had to change their name because of their name. Basically, was very similar to the, well, Cub Scouts, the scouting organisation here in Australia. So the scouting organisation said to the guys, it might be time to change your name because you're doing a lot of overseas touring and whatnot. They've just come back from the Great Escape Festival in Brighton. They're about to go on another overseas tour. Here are Cub Sport here at the Channel V stage. Big Sound 2013 on IRC FM Australia, IRCFMAustralia.com.
You know use the camera. And next time, if you're going to take a photograph, can you ensure that I'm smiling, please?
From day one of Big Sound, I'm Irk from Irk FM Australia. You can find out more about me and all the artists on this episode by going to irkfmaustralia.com. Episode 384. We've relocated from the Channel V stage and gone around the corner to the Press Club, which is a new venue for me this evening. And we are about to hear from Willow. Willow are from Melbourne. Melbourne's very own Willow have established a sound for themselves that can be described as warm soul pop. Led by Kieran on guitar and Bianca on vocals, their sound is reminiscent of the music, soulful diva music made in the late 1960s and early 70s, mixed within range to Australia's contemporary female singer-songwriters. Coming up now on Irk FM Australia, we have Willow.
Thank you.
My very first interview at Big Sound 2013 is The Trouble with Templeton. They're a five-piece alternative rock band from Brisbane. We have Thomas on vocals and guitars, Hugh on lead guitar and backing vocals, Betty on keys and backing vocals, Sam on bass and backing vocals, and Richie on drums. In April 2011, Thomas, at the age of 20, gathered all the gear that he could find and recorded a mini album called Bleeders in his Brisbane home. It took all of 2.5 weeks. Even the most cursory airing of Thomas's striking debut will leave the listener with no doubt that the boy is special. He released the album independently in November 2011 with more and more loving and positive reactions from all over Australia every day. In June 2012, the act underwent a spectacular transformation. They became an epic, clever and stunningly beautiful five-piece band. The new, exceptionally talented band members know how to complement and build on Thomas's voice and songwriting skills perfectly. The first single to showcase the band's new sound was 6 Months in a Cast, released in Australia in September 2012. It was the iTunes Single of the Week in Australia and New Zealand, number 11 Triple J Airplay, and number 4 on the Australian Independent Radio Charts. The band have played and was a highlight of Big Sound 2012 in Brisbane. They headlined the exclusive Communion Music Night in Melbourne. They played Harvest Festival and also the legendary Falls Festival in Victoria and have toured with some of Australia's finest acts. In October 2012, Thomas travelled solo to the US and played 18 shows and showcases in 21 days, touring captured full rooms. In December 2012, The Trouble with Templeton was announced as one of Triple J's next crop artists for 2013. And then earlier in 2013, Bleeders was on the long list for the Australian Music Prize. Thomas won the prestigious and highly competitive APRA PDA Songwriting Award, and he recently came third in the International Songwriting Competition Rock category for 6 months. In March 2013, the band travelled to the US for South by Southwest Canadian Music Week and shows in Los Angeles and New York with incredible results.
Yeah. This podcast is a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting, which you will find at musicpodcasting.org. The association is a group of over 50 like-minded podcasters who showcase great pod-safe music each week. AMP has members from the US and Canada, through the UK, France, Portugal, Germany, all the way over to Nepal and Australia. The music each podcaster plays is as varied as our locations. Blues, indie rock, jazz, reggae, folk, metal, we've got all the genres, a truly eclectic mix of music to satisfy every musical ear. Each Monday we produce AMPed, a weekly digest of the best tracks played by our podcasters. Every week there's a new host, and for them as well as you, it's a musical journey of discovery. Not only will you hear great new music, but it's a perfect way to discover great new podcasts, such as Dark Horse Radio from Cheshire in the UK. You can subscribe to all of the AMP podcasts for free. So, point your browser to musicpodcasting.org and subscribe today. It's free. It would be rude not to.
Well, featuring live tracks from Big Sound. Here's a live track, actually not from Big Sound, but the bonus about this track is that I'll be able to place the video on the show notes at irkfmaustralia.com. Episode 384 from Brisbane. We're about to hear some folk from Women in Docks, and they're doing some touring throughout October and November 2013. Hopefully I'll be able to see them when they are in Sydney. This is Women in Docks with their song called Breathe. Video on the show notes.
One more cheap drink and I'll be on my way, yeah. Cheap for me, but not for you. I walk around this town, but you won't see me there. Don't think you do. Look in your eyes, the delicate steps you take, with no complaints in this place you wait, and what you see may no longer be. How do you breathe out here, and do you see the stars at night? You're in my head, you're in my heart, with your little face and big eyes. Sometimes it's hard to know where they start. In this place you call it life is where you stop, you turn, you breathe, you burn, you love, you lie. And I wonder why. Clean it all away now.
Women in Docks, who are originally from Townsville, but now they are based in Brisbane. They're independent, folk crossover, alt country. They've been compared to the Indigo Girls and the Waifs. They have a reputation for stirring and humorous live performances. They've toured consistently across Australia, North America, Europe, New Zealand and China. They've also appeared at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, the Folk Alliance in San Diego, Canadian Music Week, and a lot more. The band have sold nearly 20,000 CDs independently. Some of their recent releases have spent time in the top 10 of the Australian independent record charts and the top 40 of the Americana folk charts. They've also played at the Woodford Folk Festival, the Big Day Out, the National Folk Festival, the Adelaide Fringe Festival, the Melbourne Fringe Festival, and the Point Fairy Folk Festival in Australia. And outside Australia, they've played at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival, the California World Fest in California, the Vancouver Islands Folk Festival, Canadian Music Week, Forksville Folk Festival, the Folk Alliance Conference in Austin, Texas. They were semi-finalists in the International Songwriting Competition and a lot more. Of course, if you want any more information about any of these bands, and I know I have a lot of research myself to do, as many of these bands are unfamiliar to me, go to the show notes at irkfmaustralia.com, episode 384. Prior to that, we were over at the Triple J Unearthed stage over at Oh Hello, and we heard The Trouble with Templeton, who we have interviewed on the previous episode, IRC FM Australia, episode 382. The boys are from Brisbane. It was good to see them live. And the majority of the venues that I've been into so far have had a good reaction. There's a lot of people out and about walking between all the venues. There's 12 venues in total in and around the Fortitude Valley area. And I'm just about to head down to another couple of venues as we speak. Hope you're enjoying the coverage here. Big Sound 2013 coming to you from Fortitude Valley, Brisbane.
Due to defective brakes, the next train does not stop at this platform. Intending passengers should board this train by running down the platform. Doors may not be opened. We'll be right back.
This podcast is a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
The Association is a group of over 50 like-minded podcasters who showcase great Podsafe music each week. AMP has members from the US and Canada through the UK, Portugal, Germany, all the way over to Nepal and Australia.
As you can imagine, the music each podcaster plays is as varied as our locations.
Blues, indie rock, jazz, reggae, folk, metal, we have all the genres. A truly eclectic mix of music to satisfy every musical ear.
Each Monday we produce Amped, a weekly digest of the best tracks, played by our podcasters. Every week there's a new host, and for them, as well as you, it's a musical journey of discovery.
Not only will you hear great new music, but it's a perfect way to discover great new podcasts such as Motley Mix from Kathmandu, Nepal, which you can subscribe to all for free. So head on over to musicpodcasting.org and subscribe today.
How are you doing, Professor Fernandez? You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Thank you.
You have been listening to episode 384 of IRC FM Australia from Big Sound in Brisbane. This is the end of day one of the public showcases, and there's been a lot of interesting music, a lot of great music from around a lot of venues here in Fortitude Valley, and there's a whole heap that I've missed as well, which is quite ironic considering that I am coming to you from the Brunswick Street Mall. And what can I hear in the background? I can hear that song Mickey by Tony Basil from about 1980 something. So we've got all this really awesome Australian music around all these different venues, and the thing that we can hear is music from 30 years ago. Very ironic somewhat. Anywho, on this episode, if you want more information about any of the bands, you can go to irkfmaustralia.com, episode 384. All of these tracks were recorded live by me in various locations. Arguably the best location for sound was the temporary stage, ironically. The temporary stage off Ann Street. Great facilities considering that it is indeed a temporary venue. The Bakery Lane stage is the one that I'm thinking of. The last band that we heard that was actually from the Bakery Lane stage was Eagle and the Worm. Prior to that, we were at another venue that I actually thought was a strip club, but the security assure me that it isn't actually a strip club. I just thought there was lots of booths there and lots of motifs of women, and there was even looked like a dungeon elevated high off the ground. Security do tell me that there's some debauchery that goes there, but not necessarily the strip club variety. We heard from Jonty from the In The Mix stage at the Rev. Next door to the Rev, before that, we went to the Electric Playground and we heard from Bleeding Knees Club. And of course, prior to that, we're at the Bakery Lane again for Women in Docks. So what's coming up on next week's episode of IRC FM Australia? That's day one down of Big Sound. We have one day of public showcases to go. And if you thought that I captured some audio tonight and I missed a lot of audio tonight, we've got a whole heap coming up for you on next week's episode. Are we going to listen to the YMCA now? I think we are. Yes, we are. Highlights tomorrow on next week's episode include several bands that I've featured here before on IRC FM Australia, including Hey Geronimo, Shepard, and there's a few others as well, the Love Junkies, Dub Marine, pretty sure I've featured those guys before as well, and there's a whole heap of other bands that I haven't featured yet. As I said, it's so difficult with 12 separate venues around the place. Sean, I'm pretty sure you're doing the YMCA as we speak. Other bands that I wouldn't mind checking out, or other artists that I wouldn't mind checking out that I've heard some buzz about, Megan Washington, the Melbourne Scar Orchestra, that might be an interesting way to finish off the Bakery Lane stage. Of course, I'm looking forward to seeing Shepard, haven't seen those guys live yet. The Middle Names, a band that I should be interviewing, that you should be able to hear on IRC FM Australia, episode 382. The Love Junkies, I think I've mentioned those guys. Looking forward to seeing those guys live. Also, Twin Beasts, who I interviewed on IRC FM Australia, episode 382. And there's a whole heap more. Kingswood, I've heard a little bit of buzz about. Looking forward to seeing them as well. Ironically, the suburb right next to me in Sydney is called Kingswood. And also, I've mentioned a lot of Australian bands, but there's also some international bands here as well. Billy Bragg is here. He did a keynote speech at the conferences, and also he is appearing, he appeared tonight. Amanda Palmer is doing a keynote speech in the morning. Mind you, I'm not necessarily going to the conferences. There's a lot of bands here from the People's Republic of Canada, and you'll be able to hear them on IRC FM International, episode 383 at IRCFMInternational.com. You should also be, hopefully, we'll see how we go tomorrow, I may be able to catch up with some New Zealand bands. There's some New Zealand bands here as well, but unfortunately, this afternoon, the Canadian showcase and the New Zealand showcase was on at exactly the same time, which was a pain in the backside, because I wanted to see both. I wanted to see the Canadian bands, and I wanted to also talk to them, so I can't be in two places at once. Some of the New Zealand bands include Clap Clap Riot, Eden Mulholland, there's another couple of more spread around the different locations as well. Hope you've enjoyed the coverage on IRC FM Australia. More next week from the Thursday live shows. On tonight's episode, or tonight, we also heard from Simone and Garfunkel. Almost said Garfunkel again. They probably get that very, very often. Also heard from Mountains, heard from Willow, heard from The Trouble of Templeton. We also heard from Women in Docks. And we ended up at a couple of the other venues, including Pointing Nights Club, John T, and Eagle and the Worm. Full links on the show notes, of course, as always, at IRCFMAustralia.com. It's been a long day filled with interviews, walking between all the venues. There's a couple of ambulance officers right near me who might want to give me a lift back to the hotel. I'm not sure. I think they've got something a bit more serious to deal with than a tired podcaster having a bit of a sookie la-la because his feet are tired. Anywho, I'm Eric. Don't forget that Australian music is life, and I'll see you next week on IRC FM Australia from Big Sound in Brisbane. Good night, Interweb, from the Brunswick Street Mall, where, unfortunately, instead of hearing Australian music, all we can hear is Mbop by Hanson. Good night.